Blog Talk Radio.
And this is your host, Sadia Angel. Today's topic will be about the new year. For more information or questions, you can contact us directly by visiting our website, www.newheightseducation.org, or email us at newheightseducation@yahoo.com, or call us at 419-786-0247. But to call in any time during the show for questions or to join the chat, you can call at 347-633-9225. Before I begin, I have some announcements. The New Heights family would like to wish you and your family a happy new year. The New Heights Educational Group Resource and Literacy Center is offering its bi-weekly Enrichment Day co-op classes, which will start again on January 17th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., Classes will be held in Defiance at the Zion Lutheran Church. Please note that the classes are not religion-based unless families want there to be one. Parents and students are required to participate in these classes and help with the planning of them. Enrichment Day classes are in the planning process. So far, we will be offering a culinary class, reading time, science class, and Irish dancing and karate, which are open to more suggestions. Students are invited to not only attend, but also participate in instructing some of the classes. If you are interested in participating, volunteering, or tutoring, please contact us directly. The New Heights Educational Group is partnering with the Great American Opportunities. Great American Opportunities is an online fundraiser, and we will be starting this month. Anyone interested in fundraising for their child and or New Heights, they can contact us for your own online ID. All profits will be used as a fundraiser for each student to raise funds for their future activities and for New Heights to earn money. This will be counted as a separate fundraiser from what we are currently having. Also, Pamela would like to recommend that you tune in to the following show, the Morton Podcast with Greg and Sandra Morton on Saturdays. Join them as they discuss good manners, sports, entertainment, headlines, and more. Tune in, call in, or join the chat. A former child actor, Scarecrow, and Mrs. King, Greg Morton is an author, The Fury of the Bear, Lifting a Foot Forward, a filmmaker and outdoor enthusiast whose unique perspective has challenged him to push the boundaries of what it means to live a balanced life. Together with his wife, Sandra, they tackle new topics and new headlines each week, sharing their love, relationship, and not always equal perspectives, in an effort to build a more positive and supportive world around us all. Join them mostly every Saturday at 9 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, midnight Eastern Standard Time, and experience a new perspective. Everything is open for discussion. Tune in, call in, or join the chat. And to learn more, go to www.mortondesignworks.com. So 2014 is finally here. Time goes by very fast. And 2013 was a great, memorable year for me, and I hope it was for you too and your family, and that 2014 is even better. A new year to help you set new goals for yourself and improve yourself physically, mentally, as well along with your family. You have the full capability to change anything you want about yourself to make yourself happy. If you didn't like something about 2013, then you have the choice of creating a good year for yourself by changing what you didn't like. And It is up to you if you want to make that happen. Pick out any old habits and make better ones, and set small goals that will lead you to bigger dreams that you want to pursue, and spend the time with the ones that are special to you, and don't waste time. Time is something that you will never be able to take back, so make the most of it and spend it very well. However, most people make resolutions for the year to help them, and it is a great idea, and they are little steps to slowly improve yourself. It's just they help you get to where you want to be later on. They can be anything like be more optimistic or read a new book every month, and it helps you become a better person and help others. It is hard sometimes to get motivated to do things, but one day it will be worth it. And to make more time for your children and help them try their best this year. However, if you made some resolutions last year, try not to make the same exact ones this year unless they really help you. You don't want to get boring and make the same every year. You might even start getting lazy and not doing it anymore. However, just spice it up a little. And if last year was exercise more, then this year it can be run a race or walk a specific distance or take or ride a bike every day to work or something. So just little things that will help you out. Some resolutions that just to get you thinking on them might be to drink more water. You could increase the amount of water you drink each day, and it should be around 8 to 12 glasses, so that's something to work on. You could read. It helps you relax and relieve your stress, and you might pick up some good books, and your month might go very well. Another one is to write in a diary. It may help you also relieve stress and relax and just say things that you can't say as when you're speaking and you feel more comfortable writing in a diary. It might help you improve throughout the year, and you can see how you grow or change, and it will help. You can learn at least one new skill throughout the year. You can try one, but either you can always set the goal to however you want to, and it can be two or three, and it'll be nice to learn a new skill. You can cook at home more often. If you're the person who likes to go out and eat out into restaurants or fast food, you can try cooking with your family and learning new recipes, and it will create a better bonding time and as well a more healthy maybe lunch or dinner for your family. Watch a movie with your children at the theaters. This will also create more bonding time with your children and some relaxing time, and it'll be nice. Or you can watch a documentary movie. Mostly we're focused on watching movies that are for our entertainment, but once in a while it's nice to watch a movie that is educational. Or make a goal to learn something new every day. It can be big or small. It can be the very smallest thing, but at least you learn something. Also, try to be optimistic this year, and the more positive you are, the better things will happen, and you won't feel so stressed. Actually, if you be more positive, try to find the positivity even in the most negative situation. It will help you a long way. And also, love yourself and be happy. Love your family, love yourself. It is the number one thing to have a good life and a good year, just to be happy with what you do and accept yourself and be happy with who you are. And always try to be improving on who you are and in a better way. To inspire you, there is a quote that I would like to share. The number one reason why people give up so fast is because they tend to look how far they still have to go instead of how far they have got. That tends to happen a lot, and they get discouraged of like, oh, man, I still have to do all this and that and this. But look how far you have gotten, and with all the work that you've done, look how much you have accomplished. And another one that I'd like to share is that you decide every moment of every day of who you are, so you get a second chance of every second. Just make the most of it, and you do get to make the choice of who you want to be. And there's no specific time on when you choose to change. People don't think about, oh, the person might think of me as, like, suddenly changed, or, I don't know, some just thoughts that come, like, about other people, like, what would they think of me of doing this? Just think about yourself and how it will help you and improve your life, and because you want to make yourself happy, and if you're happy, then everyone around you will be happy. However, Pamela would like me to share that she doesn't believe in having a New Year's resolution, but instead trying to do one's best every day of the year. And that is very true. Resolutions just try to get you kind of motivated and get you feeling like you have a great new start. And but yes, every day you should be trying your best and positively thinking, and it will go well. But resolutions are just kind of, I don't know, a fun thing to talk about sometimes, or getting you started. So that is all for today's episode. Please do join Kaden Behan tomorrow for her show, which airs at 6 p.m. And do join me again the Friday after next week, as I will be busy. And at the same time, however, and I hope everyone has a safe and fun weekend. And thank you for listening.
I am on your shore.